All right, here we go back to it. So let me dig here. Why are the Democrats struggling so bad? Let me tell you something about the raid of Mar-a-Lago for sure. It has ignited anger across the country, not just with Trump supporters, but a whole host of people that just don't think that it's an appropriate thing to do. I talked to some liberal friends of mine. Yeah, they found it outrageous that a president would be raided like that. Outrageous that a president would be raided like that at his home. Completely unprecedented, unacceptable, un-American. It goes on and on. But that's just one thing that that they're having trouble with. We're going to start with bite number one here. We're going to go through a few things here about the problems the Democrats are facing and why. The problems that Democrats are facing and why. But bite number one, an inspirational message from Joe Biden about weather and climate change. It's beyond our control, but it's not beyond our control. Or something like that, Mr. President. Go.
This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
It's not beyond our control. It's beyond our control. Is it beyond our control or not beyond our control? So confused, Mr. President. Meanwhile, back to the Inflation Reduction Act. Jared Bernstein, I don't know where they found this clown, but he has no background in economics, by the way. Of course, none of them do. They have no experience in economics. We're going on to bite number two here. Jared Bernstein, among the president's advisors with no experience in economics, lying his ass off to say they never said businesses making less than 400 grand would not pay more taxes. Yes, yes, you did, Jared, but do listen. Bite two, go.
And much of those are going to be small businesses, Jared, the people that use S-Corps.
Yeah, well, remember, 400,000 in the sand, just like people. I've heard people talk about small business on the minimum corporate tax.
I want to be clear.
Wait a second. You don't pay the minimum. Hold on. Wait a second. You don't pay. Correct. No. That's not what I said.
No. That's not exactly what you said. It's what the president said. It's what you said. It's what you all said. People making less than $400,000 a year would not be more in tax. If you have an S corporation and you're a small company and it's a pass-through business, that you've now excluded the tax deduction, so you're going to hit people that are pass-through businesses harder because they have the guts to go work for themselves instead of somebody else. What a bunch of jerks attacking small business and small entrepreneurs and small enterprises again. The hell's wrong with you people? And at the same time, hiring 87,000 new IRS agents because we have 87,000 millionaires and billionaires that need to be looked at? Wrong answer. Because they're coming to look at you and those small businesses and your neighbors and everything else. Increasing the Internal Revenue Service by 6 times is not sitting well with Kevin O'Leary at Shark Tank. He's the Shark Tank guy, one of them. Bite number four is Kevin O'Leary. Bite four, go.
I think there's a big issue there because 65% of the economy are family businesses. You're now empowering the IRS to chase the majority of those families who are the essence and the backbone of our economy. And the assumption that they're all cheating is ridiculous. Most people want to pay their taxes. Look, I'm not against having more efficiency in the IRS, but giving them $80 billion to chase people that are actually a backbone of the economy doesn't sound like good policy to me either.
Doesn't sound like good policy at all on anything. No, not good policy at all on anything. And Joe Biden, the Democrats, are desperately trying to do a victory lap on the ill-advised, reckless new spending plan. While 7 in 10 Americans, 70% of us, believe the economy is getting worse. Let's jump ahead to bite number 7. Bite number 7. 70% of us believe the economy is getting worse in America, not better. Bite 7. Go.
In our recent polling, a lot of Americans have a dim view on the economy and how the president is handling it.
Yeah, let me show you that poll right now. So take a look at this. More than two-thirds of Americans fear that the economy is getting worse, and they're blaming the president for that. Only 37% approve of the way that he is handling the economy right now. So, Robin, look, this is the reality for him. The midterms are already shaping up to be a referendum on his job performance and, frankly, that of his party in Washington right now.
Yeah. Yeah, problem in Washington right now. It's clearly a problem. Because 70% of Americans think the economy is getting worse. You know why? Because it is. Sarah sent me a picture yesterday from a supermarket with Cheerios at $7.19 a box. $7.19 a box for Cheerios. And then you still have to buy the milk. That was from Florida, but people are getting hurt out there, truly hurt by all of this. Anyhow, here's one way to save money. WellConnectGeo.com. It's a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. Doesn't replace it, but it sure does enhance it. And you can save 70% on your heating bill, 70% on your cooling bill, by using the water from the well in your yard. That is renewable energy. Water from the well in your yard can fix this and can help you save 70%. Go to WellConnectGeo.com. Find out if you're a good match. It's a Michigan company, an American-made product. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be right back.